أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الصلاة خير من النوم الصلاة خير من النوم الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. إذا وقعت الواقعة ليس لوقعتها كاذبة، خافضة رافعة، إذا رجت الأرض رجا وبست الجبال بسا، فكانت هباء منبثا، وكنتم أزواجا ثلاثة، فأصحاب الميمنة ما أصحاب الميمنة، وأصحاب المشأمة ما أصحاب المشأمة، والسابقون السابقون، أولئك المقربون في جنات النعيم، ثلة من الأولين وقليل من الآخرين، على سرر موضونة، متكئين عليها متقابلين، يطوف عليهم ولدان مخلدون، بأكواب وأباريق وكأس من معين، لا يصدعون عنها ولا ينزفون، وفاكهة مما يتخيرون، ولحم طير مما يشتهون، وحور عين كأمثال اللؤلؤ المكنون، جزاء بما كانوا يعملون، لا يسمعون فيها لغوا ولا تأثيما، إلا قيلا سلاما سلاما، وأصحاب اليمين ما أصحاب اليمين، في سدر مخضود وطلح منضود وظل ممدود وماء مسكوب، وفاكهة كثيرة لا مقطوعة ولا ممنوعة، وفرش مرفوعة، إنا أنشأناهن إنشاء، فجعلناهن أبكارا عربا أترابا لأصحاب اليمين، ثلة من الأولين وثلة من الآخرين، وأصحاب الشمال ما أصحاب الشمال، في سموم وحميم وظل من يحموم، لا بارد ولا كريم، إنهم كانوا قبل ذلك مترفين، وكانوا يصرون على الحنث العظيم، وكانوا يقولون أئذا متنا وكنا ترابا وعظاما أئنا لمبعوثون، أوآباؤنا الأولون، قل إن الأولين والآخرين لمجموعون إلى ميقات يوم معلوم، ثم إنكم أيها الضالون المكذبون، لآكلون من شجر من زقوم، فمالئون منها البطون، فشاربون عليه من الحميم، فشاربون شرب الهيم، هذا نزلهم يوم الدين، نحن خلقناكم فلولا تصدقون. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. أفرأيتم ما تمنون، أأنتم تخلقونه أم نحن الخالقون نحن قدرنا بينكم الموت وما نحن بمسبوقين على أن نبدل أمثالكم وننشئكم فيما لا تعلمون ولقد علمتم النشأة الأولى فلولا تذكرون أفرأيتم ما تحرثون أأنتم تزرعونه أم نحن الزارعون لو نشاء لجعلناه حطاما فظلتم تفكهون إنا لمغرمون بل نحن محرومون أفرأيتم الماء الذي تشربون أأنتم أنزلتموه من المزن أم نحن المنزلون لو نشاء جعلناه أجاجا فلولا تشكرون أفرأيتم النار التي تورون أأنتم أنشأتم شجرتها أم نحن المنشئون نحن جعلناها تذكرة ومتاعا للمقوين فسبح باسم ربك العظيم فلا أقسم بمواقع النجوم وإنه لقسم لو تعلمون عظيم إنه لقرآن كريم في كتاب مكنون لا يمسه إلا المطهرون تنزيل من رب العالمين أفبهذا الحديث أنتم مدهنون وتجعلون رزقكم أنكم تكذبون فلولا إذا بلغت الحلقوم وأنتم حينئذ تنظرون ونحن أقرب إليه منكم ولكن لا تبصرون فلولا إن كنتم غير مدينين ترجعونها إن كنتم صادقين فأما إن كان من المقربين فروح وريحان وجنة نعيم وأما إن كان من أصحاب اليمين فسلام لك من أصحاب اليمين وأما إن كان من المكذبين الضالين فنزل من حميم وتصلية جحيم إن هذا لهو حق اليقين فسبح باسم ربك العظيم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Inshallah, I'll begin the program, the recitation of the Quran.
Assalamu alaikum. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم حافظوا على الصلوات والصلاة الوسطى وقوموا لله قانتين فإن خفتم فرجالا أو ركبانا فإذا أمنتم فاذكروا الله كما علمكم ما لم تكونوا تعلمون والذين يتوفون منكم ويذرون أزواجا وصية لأزواجهم متاعا إلى الحول غير إخراج فإن خرجن فلا جناح عليكم فيما فعلن في أنفسهن من معروف والله عزيز حكيم وللمخلقات متاع بالمعروف حقا على المتقين كذلك يبين الله لكم آياته لعلكم تعقلون صدق الله العظيم.
Jazakallah khair to Yusuf. What Yusuf recited was the verses of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he begins by saying حافظوا على الصلوات والصلاة الوسطى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says that you should safeguard the prayers, all of them. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically, he says, وَالصَّلَاةِ الْوُسْطَى, and the middle prayer. Now the question is, what is meant by the middle prayer? There have been two interpretations. The first one is that the middle prayer is Salatul Asr, because that's the middle prayer. Fajr, Zuhar, Maghrib, Isha, and Asr is in the middle. In the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this was a salah that was very hard for them to go to, because this would be a time when they would be doing trading, business. So this would be very difficult for them to go. And the second interpretation is Salatul Wusta refers to the Fajr prayer. Because after Maghrib the day starts, so Fajr is the middle prayer. And we all know how difficult it is to get up for the Fajr prayer. Just today, for example, how cold it was in the morning, it was snowing. Yet still Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us to come for this prayer. And we know the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Man salla al-bardain dakhala al-jannah, whoever prays the two cold prayers, as in Isha and Fajr, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, dakhala al-jannah, he will be the one who will enter Jannah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran has given this salah importance. Not only this, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has also given this importance. So for that reason, we should also give this salah importance. And if you look in the context of these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before this ayah is talking about the verses of divorce, when someone gets divorced, the rulings. And after this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking again about the verses of divorce. So the question may come to mind, but why is one talking about divorce, the rulings of divorce? And in the middle, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put that safeguard your prayers. The interpretation is that no matter what you're going through in life, whether you're going through a divorce, a tough time, whatever you're going through, one thing you should never ever miss out is your salah. So we should make a point from today on that no matter what we're going through in life, whether life is easy, whether life is tough, one thing we should never ever leave in our life is salah. So let's all do this, inshallah. Now, inshallah, Mawlana Asim from Masjid al-Haq, inshallah, he'll share a few words with us.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن اهتدى بهديه واقتدى بسنته إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأقيم الصلاة طرفي النهار وزلفا من الليل إن الحسنات يذهبن السيئات ذلك ذكرى للذاكرين. قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: من صلى الفجر فهو في ذمة الله. وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. My dear respected brothers, elders, and youth, Today we gathered here to celebrate and to encourage, mashallah, our youngsters who have been regularly attending the masjid, especially for the Fajr prayers in the holidays. And this is definitely a great achievement. Today we become excited and we become happy when we achieve something from the dunya. And we should. Allah, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has encouraged us that we strive and we excel also in the worldly fields. So yes, when our child does achieve something at school, they may win something at sports day, or they may get the high grades in their class. This is something to be encouraged and to be for them to be rewarded for. But subhanallah, in a time where the value of deen is decreasing, in a time where we are living so far away from the lands of Islam and from the place that once darkness emanated, and from the place where which Muslim lands were once conquered, yet today, alhamdulillah, we have not only the five prayers established in these lands, but we have, mashallah, the Fajr Salah, that which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَيْسَ صَلَاةٌ أَثْقَلَ عَلَى الْمُنَافِقِينَ مِنَ الْفَجْرِ وَالْعِشَىٰ وَلَوْ يَعْلَمُونَ مَا فِيهِمَا لَأَتَوْهُمَا وَلَوْ حَبْوَىٰ. That there are no salah more difficult upon the munafiqeen, the hypocrites. Some people, they claim to be Muslim, but in reality, especially in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there were certain people who claimed to be Muslim to benefit from the spoils of war and etc. But inside they had no iman. So these munafiqeen, for them the Fajr prayer would be very difficult. The Isha prayer would be very difficult. Why? Because they had no motive behind it. For them it was waking up in going out in the cold. And they had no appreciation what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was going to give them. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَلَوْ يَعْلَمُونَ مَا فِيهِمَا لَأَتَوْهُمَا وَلَوْ حَبْوَىٰ. If they were to realize what reward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would give them for praying the Fajr and the Isha prayer, they would come to the masjid even if they had to crawl. Even if they had to crawl on their hands and their feet, their legs were not working, they had to crawl, they would still come to the masjid to achieve this reward of Salatul Fajr and Isha. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's tawfiq, He is the one who has given us the ability to wake up and to come to His house in the first part of the day. Subhanallah. What better way to start off the day than by remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many people across the world, Allah forbid, even the Muslims, the last thing they do before they go to sleep is the disobedience of Allah. Before, a person used to be safe in their homes from the fitna. Now, a person can be inside his house, a person can be inside his bedroom. The lights are off, the parents think he's asleep, but he's under his duvet, and they have their mobile phone, they have the entire world in front of them. So in a time like this, to have our youth, mashallah, attending the masjid, this is not only a great moment of celebration for us, but this is a time where we encourage them. And mashallah, they've been coming to the masjid, and some rewards will be given as well. And some gifts will be given as well. But let us not forget that we have only done it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever we are being given in this world as a form of recognition or as a presentation or as a gift, this is just a form of encouragement. This is not the reason why we have come for Fajr Salah. It's not for that voucher or for that recognition that stand up here in front of everyone. The real recognition will be on the day of Qiyamah, when we will be given our book of deeds. When it will be told to us, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ فَيَقُولُ هَا أُمُقْرَأُ كِتَابِيَهِ. When the person will be given the book of deeds in their right hand, and it will be, and the person, he will exclaim and he will say, that come and look at my book of deeds. That is the real time for celebration. Today, whatever we're being given and whatever being shown, this is a small introduction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's reward. Tilka ajilu bushra al-mu'min. This is just a small introduction. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give, we cannot count. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward us for coming to the Fajr, and for coming to the Isha Salah, and for coming and obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We cannot even imagine what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give. So whatever we do for, we do it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's not forget this. So whether a gift is being given or not, whether a reward has been promised or not, after this, inshallah, we will continue to attend the masjid, right? Inshallah. We will continue to occupy the masjid for the Fajr Salah as well. Yeah. Why? Because the Prophet Hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Man salla al-fajr fahuwa fi dhimmatillah." The one who prays Fajr Salah, then he is in the warranty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made a guarantee. And in another hadith is mentioned, فَلَا يَطْلُبَنَّكُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ ذِمَّتِهِ بِشَيْءٍ. This is the guarantee of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one who has prayed his Fajr Salah, he is in the guarantee of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's in the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let it not be that you oppress this person. This person who has prayed Fajr. Let it not be that you trouble him. Why? Because he's in the protection of Allah. You know, a person today, he has connection to someone big of the world. Yeah. He has connection to an MP, or he has connection to someone high in parliament. Now he feels he's untouchable, doesn't he? Yeah. Especially in some countries. In this country, alhamdulillah, there's not much corruption. But in other countries, you know, it was mentioned, it was found in one country of the world, that the anti-corruption squad of that country was the most corrupt. The anti-corruption squad of the police department was the most corrupt. So there are places like this. So this is certain people across the world, because they have connections, because they've greased a few palms, then they're untouchable. Even if they hurt somebody, even if they break the law, they don't care. Why? Because there's someone above that will take care of them. So when we have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's protection, then who do we need to fear? If we've started our day with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we have started our day by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then who do we need to fear? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's protection will be with us. So if we started our day by remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and attending the masjid out of all places, a person can praise Fajr at home as well. But to make that effort to come to the masjid, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, "Man tatahhara fi baytihi, thumma madha ila baytin min buyutillah, liyaqdiya faridatan min faraidillah, kanat khatawatuhu ihdaha tahuttu khati'atan, wal ukhra tarfa'u daraja." When a person makes wudu at home, not wudu in the masjid. For necessity, you can if you're traveling. But the main reward is to make wudu at home. And then he leaves his house, he comes to the masjid for salah. Then every step, كانت خطواته إحداها تخط خطيئة. One step, a sin will be removed. Sin will be erased. And the next step, ترفع درجة. One higher stage will be increased in Jannah. So this is the reward for each step in going towards the masjid. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Bashshiru al-mashaa'ina fi al-dhulami ila al-masajid bin-nur al-tammi yawm al-qiyamah." Those who come to the masjid in the times of darkness, Fajr salah, Isha salah, nowadays Maghrib salah, is completely dark. When those who frequent the masjid in the times of darkness, then give glad tidings to these people that they will have complete light on the day of Qiyamah. Subhanallah. And so right now it seems difficult. Yeah, we've done it for these 2 weeks by the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now for the rest of the year as well, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq that we continue occupying the masjid. Why is the masjid so important? Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "إذا رأيتم الرجل يعتاد المسجد فاشهدوا له بالإيمان." Attending the masjid is a sign of iman. Today a person, he attends many, many different places. Yet the masjid may be Friday, Jumu'ah, maybe Eid. So, but the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the breathing place for a Muslim. It's like the water for the fish. When the fish is out of water, what happens? It's completely in discomfort. It wants to get back into that water. This should be our heart with the masjid. رَجُلٌ قَلْبُهُ مُعَلَّقٌ بِالْمَسَاجِدِ Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, one of the people who will be under the shade of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, when there will be no shade except the shade of the arsh of Allah. One category of those people will be those people, قَلْبُهُمْ وَعَلَّقُمْ بِالْمَسَاجِدِ. Their hearts were attached to the masjid. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from the people of the masajid. And another reminder for the parents, And mashallah, we've encouraged them for the Fajr Salah. We've encouraged them for obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the deen, in these holidays. Another thing that we encourage them is we encourage them in their madrasa studies. Many parents, when they get to GCSEs, year 10, year 11, now we say our children need to focus more on their secular education. That the GCSEs are coming. Yes, focus on your GCSEs. Take out extra time. Do extra tuition with them. MashaAllah, go all forth. But let's not sacrifice our religious education. You know, just to be able to read the Quran, and we think my child has read everything, and they know everything now. No, my dear brothers, this is the very beginning. This ocean of knowledge of Islam. You know, the more a person learns, the more they realize how little they know. So let's encourage our children that, mashallah, we continue our studies. And when we will continue our studies, mashallah, in this masjid, every masjid now, there are many, many programs. There are courses which they can continue after they've finished their GCSEs. They can go into the Hifz program. They can go into Sanatain courses where they can develop a basic understanding of all of the sciences of the religion, tafsir, hadith, fiqh, you know, basic introduction. Or if they have the capability and we think they can do it, then why not put them forward to alimiyah courses? Why not put them forward to understanding the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What greater achievement can there be than to understand the Quran and the hadith directly in Arabic, and to study the lives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the actual written text? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq that we also encourage and we continue to encourage our children to excel not only in the dunya, but excel in the dunya, in the akhirah studies as well, in the studies of the deen as well. And when we will make akhirah our maqsad and our purpose, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not deprive us from the world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not deprive us. مَنْ كَانَتِ الْآخِرَةُ نِيَّتَهُ جَمَعَ اللَّهُ لَهُ أَمْرَهُ وَجَعَلَ غِنَاهُ فِي قَلْبِهِ وَأَتَتْهُ الدُّنْيَا وَهِي رَاغِمَةُ Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, the one who makes akhirah their maqsad and purpose, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will gather their matters for them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give barakah in their rizq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give contentment in their hearts. And وَأَتَتْهُ الدُّنْيَا وَهِي رَاغِمَةُ And the dunya will lower itself and still chase us. So we will not be deprived. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they turned away from the world, yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought the world to their feet. So mashallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the efforts of all those who are involved in these programs and who encouraged the youth, mashallah, to go forward in these, in coming to the masjid regularly in the Fajr Salah. Like this, we try and occupy the masjid, not only in the holidays and not only when we have time, but we make it a point that we will not miss our salah anywhere we are. Whether we have the Nabi, even at school, many schools, unfortunately, because the children have not lobbied, then they are not praying their salah. There is no place for them to pray their salah. Yeah, but if we will make it a must that wherever we are, we will never miss our salah. Whether we're traveling, whether we're in an airport, whether we're in a train station, whether we're on a long journey, we will stop our car and we will go to this service station, we will pray our salah. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made salah fixed on its hours. And when a person will fulfill their obligations of salah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help him in ways that we cannot understand. So this is the first step, that we make it a point from now that we will never miss any salah. Because this salah is a direct treasure, is a way to take from the direct treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, قَسَمْتُ الصَّلَاةَ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ عَبْدِي نِصْفَيْنِ That I have separated salah into a conversation between me and my servant. إِذَا قَالَ الْعَبْدِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ يَقُولُ الرَّبِّ حَمِدَنِي عَبْدِي Like this, every ayah of Surah Al-Fatiha that we read, reply comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. So this is a time to directly communicate with the King of Kings, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let's encourage ourselves as well, inshallah. And we try and learn the meanings of what we recite in our Quran. And we recite in Surah Al-Fatiha. How sad is it? Many, many years of our life has passed, and we've read Surah Al-Fatiha thousands of times, yet we don't know what we are saying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So speak to our ulama kiram, and ask for reliable translation. and learn the meanings of these surahs that we read in our salah. At least Surah Al-Fatiha, the last 10 surahs, what we read in our Quran, in our salah regularly, so that our salah has focus and has devotion and concentration. And mashallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us tawfiq that we continue this regularly. Inna ahabbal a'mali ila Allahi adwamuha wa in qalla. The a'mal which are the most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the regular a'mal, the ones that are done continuously. So mashallah, we occupied the masjid, we attended the masjid, and there were talks that took place by the ulama kiram after the fajr salah. Like this, mashallah, we have in every masjid, we have the dars of the Quran, we have the dars of the hadith in this masjid also. What days is it, Mullah? Saturdays, after Asr Salah. Yeah, so after Asr Salah on Saturdays in this masjid as well. You know, throughout the year, we have, mashallah, scholars who explain the Quran, explain the hadith to us. Sadly, we find it very difficult to sit in front of a scholar and to understand the Quran. We will sit for hours on YouTube and TikTok, watching useless videos, you know, scrolling one after the other, one after the other, you know, watching silly things. And sometimes we will also listen to lectures, Islamic lectures at home, online. But this will not have the same benefit as when you sit in front of a scholar, when you sit in the adab, with the adab in the masjid. And this ilm is something which is passed from the heart to the heart of the teachers. Yeah. It's not like the knowledge of this world, it's not information. This ilm comes with taqwa, with the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to learn it from the correct sources. So when we will attend these gatherings of the ulama-i kiram every week, and we will sit in their presence, we will understand the Quran and the hadith, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us tawfiq, will give us ability to practice more and more. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all the efforts of the youth and all of the volunteers who organized all of these programs. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue and allow us to excel in our connection with Him, in our ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And like today, it will be recognized and certain gifts will be given. Like we mentioned earlier, this is just an encouragement. The real reward for us is on the day of Qiyamah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us our reward. Like we mentioned, that the reward, if we were to know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was to give us for coming to the Fajr Salah, we would come even if we had to crawl on our knees. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one that we seek our reward from. We don't want anything from the people of this world. Yes, subhanallah, someone has given us a gift. We thank them for it. And we think of this as a small encouragement for us. But the real reward will be from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq.
JazakAllah khair to Mullah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to act upon what has been said. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward Mullah. He's taken his time out to attend. MashaAllah, he has a busy schedule as well. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to continue to benefit from him. As Mullah mentioned, that if there's one takeaway from this, that should be many of us children may have come as an incentive for the prizes, we'll win something. Many of the fathers may have come because our children are forcing us to come. Whatever the reason may be, one thing we should do from today on, as Mullah mentioned, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أَحَبُّ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَدْوَمُهَا وَإِنْ قَلَّ. The most beloved of these to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are those which are done constantly, even if they may be small. If I give you an example, if there's a rock and you just get a bucket of water and put the whole bucket over it, there's going to be no effect. However, if you drip the water on it, slowly on the same position, over time, you can see that there'll be an impact on it. So what we should do is, we should be realistic that tomorrow, Fajr prayer, many of us may have work, today is the day off. Then the minimum we can do, the minimum, if we have not been praying before, is that at least pray in our homes. At least pray in our homes. Similarly with the Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha prayer. If we are praying at home anyway, then we should make a point that if we have the time, then we should come to the masjid tomorrow. Fajr is at 7 a.m. It's earlier. Many of us may start work later. So we should make a point that we should try and come to the masjid. Similarly, for all the salawat, as Mawlana mentioned, within our workplaces, within our schools, this is something that we should never leave. And if we are praying in the masjid, then we should make a point that are we praying all of our sunnah after the salawat? If we are praying our sunnah, we should ask ourselves, are we praying all the sunnah muqaddas? Like this, we should work on ourselves, inshallah. So now, inshallah, we'll be giving the prizes out. as Mullah mentioned, that this is just an incentive. The real reward, as mentioned, is the reward on the day of Qiyamah when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward us, inshaAllah.
So starting for the third position prizes, we've got Ibrahim Khan. And we've also got Mustafa Emamali. And lastly, in the third position, we've got Abdul Muhi. Now for the second position, we've got Mudassir Emamali. And lastly, in the second position, we have Daniel Kardam. Now for the first position, mashallah, we've got a lot of people here. We've got Aman and Yusuf Muslim. Rehan Khan. Also got Ahmed and Hadi Muzammal. Now and we also got Yusuf and Yunus Saad. Yusuf and Yunus. We've got Madun, Demba, and Amadou. We have Aman Mughal. Abu Bakr Patel. Ahmed Laha. And lastly, in the first position, we have Yaqub Nas.
Inshallah, alhamdulillah, I wanted to reward everyone who partook in this competition. Alhamdulillah, all of us made an effort. Many of us, maybe we couldn't make it, we went out of the city. So for that reason, inshallah, now we'll give everyone who attended, we'll get certificates, inshallah, and chocolates. We'll start off with Zayan Amin. Abdurrahim Bello. Adam Wadud. Hassan Wadud. Isa Muttalib. Rashid Shah. Rashid Shah here. Mubarak Yusuf. It's not here as well, I think so. Muhyiddin Yusuf. This is brother. Maryam. Ali Elahir. Aisha Saad. Sara Shah. Sara? Izan? Ayan Patel. Abdul Muid. Abdullah Qureshi. Amir Rahim. Yusuf Patel. Yusuf. Abdullah Yusuf. Muhammad, Imamli, mind my pronunciation. Hamza Salim. Bilalakum. Zihan. Just before we conclude the dua, just take a moment to appreciate all those who made an effort for this, all those who came. Without your participation, this wouldn't have been possible. And also all of those brothers who helped out. Events like this, they take a lot of time and effort. People that organize this, they don't get paid for it. It's all, they do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I'd like to thank everyone from myself, from the masjid, especially Kabir Bhai, Hafiz Qayyum, Brother Amir, Uthman as well. They put a lot of time and effort into this. So I'd like to thank all of them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward all of those involved. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Mawlana mentioned, make us continue praying salah wherever we are. This is just an incentive, as Mawlana mentioned. The real reward is the reward of the hereafter. And this is something that we should teach our children as well, especially as parents. If we are at home and not praying ourselves, then don't for one moment expect our children to pray. If our children, they see us praying at home, they see us at a time of salah, wherever we are, we may be going out, whether we're at home, whether we're traveling, and they see that we're making an effort. But then the time of salah comes, we'll stop the car and the service, we're in the airport, we'll stop on the side and we'll pray. Then automatically, when our children hit the age of 15, 16, we won't have to force them to pray. That's why you're not praying at the masjid. Many people, they don't attend the masjid themselves, they maybe don't pray at home themselves. And then when the child hits 16, 17 years old, and they don't listen to their parents, then they send them to the masjid, then they send them to the imam and ask that imam is not listening to me. But as from a young age, you should try and make a point that they should see us praying salah, they should see us attending the masjid, they should see us attending, as Mawlana mentioned, the durus of the masjid, the programs happen, and unfortunately most of the times the masajid are empty. So from today on, let's all make a effort, inshallah, that we'll attend the masajid, we'll attend Allah salah, inshallah. Now inshallah, I'll conclude with the dua.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أول الأولين يا آخر الآخرين يا ذا القوة المتين يا رحم المساكين يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم لك الحمد حمدا دائما مع دوامك ولك الحمد حمدا خالدا مع خلودك ولك الحمد حمدا لا منتهى له دون مشيئتك اللهم إنا ندعوك الله وندعوك الرحمن وندعوك البر الرحيم ندعوك بأسمائك الحسنى كلها ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم اللهم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك ويا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء اللهم إنا نسألك فعل الخيرات وترك المنكرات وحب المساكين وأن تغفر لنا وترحمنا اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المسلمين المستضعفين المظلومين في كل مكان خاصة في غزة اللهم أعز أهل غزة وارزقهم الفتح والنصر والعزة اللهم عليك بأعداء الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع المتقين والأبرار يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين يا أرحم الراحمين the most merciful Allah the most forgiving Allah Ya Allah forgive all our sins Ya Allah Ya Allah we have sinned Ya Allah the ni'mats that you gave us the eyes the ears Ya Allah, the hands, we used all of these ni'mats against you, Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, even these hands that are raised in your court today, Ya Allah, they are filthy with sin, Ya Allah. We don't even deserve to be here, Ya Allah. It is only out of your mercy you have brought us here. Ya Allah, give us istiqamah, give us steadfastness. Ya Allah, allow us to occupy your masjid continuously and make us those who the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say will be those who attend the masjid regularly, those whose hearts are attached to the masjid. Ya Allah, Ya Akramul Akrameen, Ya Arhamur Rahimeen, accept the efforts of all of our youth, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make their future bright, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, every day fitan and trials and tribulations are increasing, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are worried and we are scared for our next generation, Ya Allah. What will be their condition? Ya Allah, Ya Akramul Akrameen, we ask that these youth that are gathered here today, that are occupying the masjid, Ya Allah, make them the youth of tomorrow, Ya Allah, that will lead and guide our youth upon the right path, Ya Arhamur Rahimeen. Ya Allah, make them ulama, Ya Allah, make them hufaz, make them du'at, and call us towards your path, Ya Akramul Akrameen. Ya Allah, safeguard them and all of our children and all of our Muslims across the world from all of the trials and tribulations, Ya Allah, Ya Arhamur Rahimeen. Ya Allah, make our homes places of happiness and contentment, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make it their places where your remembrance is taking place, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, today our homes are devoid of your remembrance, Ya Allah.
Ya Allah, we have brought everything into our homes, but we have forgotten the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, Ya Akramul Akrameen, guide the ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, be their helper, Ya Allah. Today, the ummah, there is no one for them to turn to, Ya Akramul Akrameen. Ya Allah, we understand this is because of our sins, Ya Arhamur Rahimeen. Ya Allah, because of my sins, Ya Allah, those in Gaza are suffering. Ya Allah, allow me to change in my life. Ya Allah, allow us to start this year on a new chapter, Ya Akram al-Akrameen, Ya Arham al-Rahimeen. Allow us to make a new resolution that we will never disobey you, Ya Allah, Ya Arham al-Rahimeen. And if we by chance make a mistake, Ya Allah, we will straight away make tawbah, Ya Allah. We will continue to repent towards you, Ya Arham al-Rahimeen. Ya Allah, you're the one who says that إِنَّكَ مَا دَعَوْتَنِي وَرْجَوْتَنِي غَفَرْتُ لَكَ عَلَى مَا كَانَ مِنْكَ وَلَا أُبَالِي. And O son of Adam, as long as you continue to forgive, to ask forgiveness, I will continue to forgive you, Ya Arhamur Rahimeen. We have no one to turn to except you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive all of our sins, Ya Allah. Ya Arhamur Rahimeen, whatever difficulties anybody here or any of the Muslims, Ya Allah, are in, Ya Allah, relieve those difficulties. Ya Allah, those who are sick, Ya Allah, give them shifa. Ya Allah, those who need to get married, Ya Allah, provide them with suitable spouses. Ya Akramul Akrameen, Ya Arhamur Rahimeen, those who are struggling with jobs and with debt, Ya Allah, make it easy for them. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Akramul Akrameen, let us always be connected to you with dua and with salah. Ya Allah, let us never be disconnected from you, Ya Akramul Akrameen. Ya Allah, if we ever lose our path, Ya Allah, allow us to make tawbah and to return to you as soon as possible. Ya Akramul Akrameen, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, we understand that you are the only one who will give us reward, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, these children, the gifts that they were given, Ya Allah, this is just a small token of appreciation and encouragement. Ya Allah, make it such, in the same way they receive their gift, that they receive their book of deeds on the right hand on the day of Qiyamah. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, make it that though they become the Huffaz of the Quran, and they take their parents into Jannah, and they take their families into Jannah. Ya Allah, make it that this masjid is occupied throughout the year for Fajr Salah and all of the masajid across the world. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, accept our little efforts and make it a means of our success in this world and in the hereafter. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma as'alaka minhu nabiyuk wa habibuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa na'udhu bika min sharri ma sta'adha minhu nabiyuk wa habibuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anta al-musta'an wa alayka al-balagh, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyy al-azim. Sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in.
Just before you go, just a few announcements. Firstly, after the Dhuhr Salah today, there'll be food for all the children. So I request everyone to come for the Dhuhr Salah. Also, there'll be breakfast served in the back room. So I request all brothers to go there as well. And all those that came first, I request them to stay behind as well, so they can get their shirts, inshallah. And all those children that didn't get anything, they can stay behind as well and give them chocolates as well. Jazakumullah khair. And also, at the time of Ishraq, so we're here anyway in the masjid, so everyone can pray inshallah the Ishraq Salah as well. Jazakumullah khair.